Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Friday, news listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 4th of December. Oh, yeah, you know what that means. 21 days till Christmas. 2020. Got the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. All right, something that went completely under the radar for me in last show. Yeah, I should have covered this then, but I'm going to do it now. Have you ever heard of the chatbot startup of Customr, as in with a K? Well, if you haven't, you might be aware of it now, thanks to Facebook buying it. Yep, that's right. Facebook got in their old piggy bank and bought its latest acquisition, which is a software company that creates single-screen interfaces for businesses to manage their online conversations with customers and also automate some interactions with the help of chatbots. Now, when Facebook did reach into their piggy bank, they didn't tell the world just how much they paid for Customr. But according to the Wall Street Journal, the company was actually valued at $1 billion, really? When the deal was going down. Of course, it's not really a big surprise for Facebook buying Customr. They're doing a big push into online shopping, considering what year we've had for 2020. And alongside with the new feature they called Shops, which allowed businesses to turn their Facebook and Instagram pages into storefronts for customers. As far as Facebook and customers' plans going forward, they say they'll support customers' operations by providing resources it needs to scale its businesses, improve and innovate its product offering, and delight its customers. Wow, it doesn't get any more PR-friendly than that, does it? Hey, speaking of the year that is 2020, those facial recognition systems, yeah, they've had to kind of do a little extra thinking. You know, being the fact that so many people are in masks now. But hey, with like anything that's AI-powered, and most probably are by now, they're getting better at realizing, hey, I know who you are, even with a mask. This is according to the National Institute for Standards and Technology, or NIST for short. They actually did 150 separate facial recognition algorithms. And according to the new report, masks, yep, not a big problem anymore for facial recognition. This is a big step in the last 6 months, really, because back in July, when they did the test then, yeah, AI wasn't doing so well with facial recognitions then. But as time went on and it learned a little bit more, it was able to recognize the face even when the nose and mouth were covered. Now, the NIST says this isn't 100% accurate all the time. More around the 70 to 80%. But they're confident as the months keep rolling along and we're all in a lot of face masks, the algorithms will get better and better, just like they've been improving in the last 6 months. Well, Uber's decided, hey, what's $2.65 billion? Just chump change. Let's just buy something. How about Postmates? Now, that is what they've done. The food and grocery delivery service will now be fully integrated to Uber Eats, of course. This will see the two companies as the second actually largest delivery platform in the U.S., the first still being, yes, DoorDash. Uber said they're committed to keeping Postmates as a separate, consumer-facing brand while integrating its back-end into Uber Eats. And Uber went on to say they want both companies to work to ensure that they can strengthen the delivery food, groceries, essential, and other goods services. As far as when this will be hitting prime time for everybody, at least across the U.S., Uber says we'll keep you posted, but it shouldn't take too long. And finally, for those of you that actually care that are on TikTok, first it was Twitter with longer tweets, now it's TikTok with longer videos. Yes, you heard that correct. TikTok might be moving out longer videos for the world to see. How long? Well, up to 3 minutes. So nowhere near the scale of YouTube yet, but definitely longer than 60 seconds. At first, TikTok was kind of there to pick up where Vine left off and wanted to meet somewhere in the middle. Longer than a Vine, but shorter than most YouTube videos. But apparently with the popularity of TikTok now, 60 seconds just not cutting it anymore. Now, of course, by doing this, it opens TikTok up to a lot more things, like, I don't know, Hollywood possibly? There has been talk for a while now allowing full movie trailers on the service, and giving it 3 minutes, yeah, that would do it just fine. Not to mention, I'm sure, ad revenue, yeah, that would be a much welcome thing too over at TikTok. All in all, though, it's still in a testing phase, and from what we can tell, very few are actually having access to a 3-minute video yet. Guess it's gonna depend on the quote-unquote influencers out there if this feature will push forward. If If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it our way at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our official website, BritishTechNetwork.com. Get subscribed to all of the BTN podcasts over there. And if that's not enough for you, check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our lovely BTN community over at our Slack room. We'd love to have you. A lot of fun going on over there, so join us today at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show is headed into the weekend, but we will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that does happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you, as always, for listening.